فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims, I have been told that this is the week of your exams and you're preparing for difficult times ahead. But I want to remind myself and all of you that there is an exam far more important than any exam you shall be giving at any institute of higher learning, and that is the examination of life itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah created death and life in order to examine you, in order to test and try you, to see whose deeds are the best. Allah says in the Quran, He created the heavens and earth in 6 days. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. His throne was over the water, and He did all of this in order to examine and test you to see whose deeds would be the best. So as we prepare for these mini exams, as we prepare for one subject after another, let us never lose track of the ultimate examination, and that is the examination in which there is no pass and fail that is based on a grade. No, not at all. That is the examination that will determine our eternity. Now, dear brothers and sisters, a brief reminder. Every examination has certain components. Every examination has certain integral parts. Of them, first and foremost, there must be an examiner. There must be somebody who's going to judge. Who is going to be the examiner or the judge of our lives? None other than the one who created you. Of the names of Allah is the one who judges. Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin, the master of the day of judging. And Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah that Allah is our judge. You know, in university, some of our professors are good, some are bad. Some are merciful, some are very unmerciful. Some are easy, some are very difficult. How about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The famous scholar Sufyan al-Thawri said, I am so grateful that my examiner will be Allah. I will choose Allah over my own mother because Allah will be more merciful to me than my own mother. We thank Allah that our examiner is Arhamur Rahimeen, is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor and Al-Ghaffar. That is our examiner. We couldn't ask for a more merciful and a more lenient examiner. Now, another component of an exam. The exam must have a syllabus. Every exam must have a textbook. What is the syllabus of our examination of life? Our syllabus, our textbook, is nothing other than the Quran itself. The Quran is our guide. And what a beautiful guide we have. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. No falsehood approaches this guide. The book itself is كتاب مبارك. It is a blessed book. The book itself is a mu'jiza. The book itself is ayat. The book itself is a barakah wherever it is. Its reading is barakah. Its memorization is barakah. Its language, bilisan arabiyyin mubeen. Everybody can understand it. Our textbooks are so obscure and difficult. The Quran is easy, accessible. La rayba fi. This is our textbook. Anybody can pick up the book and benefit from it. Alhamdulillah. Now, another component of an exam. Every exam must also have a teacher, a professor, a muallim. Who is the professor, the teacher for us when it comes to the examination of life? Alhamdulillah, we have not just a good person, the best human being ever. He is our teacher. Muallimuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who's meant to teach us the curriculum, to explain the exam, to help us prepare, is none other than the one whom Allah chose. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Our muallim, our teacher, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. He's a walking Qur'an, his embodiment. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Our role model, our exemplar, the one we look to for guidance in how to pass the exam, that is none other than our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every exam consists of the examination itself. The examination, you sit down and you answer some questions, multiple choice essays, whatnot. The examination that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not consist of theoretical memorization. You don't need to study and memorize, regurgitate, then vomit out. Not at all. No. The examination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing less than life itself. Life is an examination. How you live, how I live, that is how we are passing the test. We don't sit down with a theoretical answer and piece of paper and pen and paper. No. That is just regurgitation. The actual examination is life itself. How you pass. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We're gonna test you with exams. Everything good and everything bad that happens to you, how you respond to that is gonna be your test. The fitna, the examination is how you live your life. Is it in accordance with the syllabus? Are you following the routine? Are you obeying the instructor, the muallim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is how you're going to pass your exam. Now, examinations also have people who record, proctors, they go around making sure everything is happening correctly. Every examination hall, there's going to be teaching assistants, there's going to be monitors. How about us for the examination of life? Allah says in the Quran, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. We have two angels recording our exam. We have two angels taking a record of every single thing that we do. And so our exam is being recorded. There cannot be any cheating in the examination of life. Another point we need to think about. How about the actual questions on the exam? How about what is going to be asked? We said that is going to be our life. But here is where we truly see the miracle of the examination of life. The power of the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when you walk into your exam tomorrow, on Monday, on Tuesday, the whole class will have the exact same exam. The teacher cannot say, oh, this person, he's not very good in chemistry, let me test him in physics because he's good in physics. Oh, this person, he has a natural aptitude towards science, but the other person doesn't. It's not fair that I ask the same question when aptitudes are different. Your teacher cannot do that. Your professor cannot do that. No university instructor can give the same class two different exams. But you see, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allamul Ghuyub, Ya'lamu Sirra wa Akhfa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who you are. He knows everything about you. And therefore, your exam is uniquely tailor-made just for you. In all of human history, in all of humans' existence, in the 20 billion people who have ever existed on earth, no two exams are the same. Your exam is different than the exam next to you. The exam of the wife is different than the exam of the husband. The exam of the child is different than the exam of the parent. Allah has tailor-made exams to every single human being. because Allah knows what is your strength and what is your weakness. And Allah is not going to test you with something you're not strong in. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. What a beautiful exam we have. Something you cannot pass, something you don't have the aptitude to pass, Allah's not going to test you. Allah is not going to give you that test because Allah knows you cannot pass it. So whatever exam you have, your examination of life, Allah knows you have within you the iman, the sabr, the ikhlas, the tawakkul, the yaqeen. You have all the tools you need to pass the exam, or else you would not be doing the exam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful Lord that we have. How long do we have for the exam? Here you walk into your semester and 1 hour, 2 hours. We have an entire lifetime for this exam. An entire lifetime. And our exam finishes when we see the Malakul Maut. When we see the angel of death, that is when the registrar will be shut. And that is the exam over. Well, we don't know when that's going to happen for all of us. But we have a much longer time than an hour or two. We have an entire lifetime. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Didn't we give you enough time? Allah is saying, we gave you enough time. Nobody's going to say, I didn't have enough time. Allah gave you enough time if you wanted to take advantage of that time. Nobody can say, I didn't have enough time. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. Didn't we give you enough time? مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Whoever wanted to benefit would be able to benefit. So time is there, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. When will we get the results here in this university? Maybe in 2 weeks the results will come out. As for us, the results will come out. يوم الحساب, يوم الحساب, يوم الحساب, the day of judgment. That is when our results will come out. And on that day, we will be given our results. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. And the results who pass will be given in the right hand. And they will say, هَا مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Look, look at my results. Look at how I passed. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. I knew there was an exam. I knew there was an hisab. I studied for it. I prepared for it. Here I am. I passed my test. And as for the one who fails, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. He's going to be embarrassed, ashamed. He's going to take the results and put it behind him. And he will complain and complain. But it will not be of any use because he was the one who caused the failure, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadiya, in hiya illa a'malukum uhsiha lakum. Oh my servants, this is just your deeds. All I'm doing, I'm recording them and then showing them back to you. Whoever finds good, thank Allah. Whoever finds other than that should blame none other than himself. Brothers and sisters, passing the exam of life is far more important than any other exam. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Whoever saves himself from Jahannam and enters Jannah, that is the one who has really passed. Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the real passing, the amazing passing, the blessed passing. So as we prepare for all of these mini exams that will not affect our akhirah, let us also prepare for the big exam that is going to really be the definitive exam of our akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness, you as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. الحمد لله الحمد لله الواحد الصمد الأحد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. One other point, brothers and sisters, separate from my previous one. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. Allah has blessed us to live through a very difficult, chaotic time. The last 3 years of our lives, they flew by in the COVID crisis. I think many of us, I speak for myself, we lost family and friends. Almost all of us, we lost acquaintances. We saw the reality of how fragile life is. We saw how many things we took for granted. We didn't even appreciate those blessings we took for granted. We lived through 2-3 years like a blur, like a complete, it's as if we were living through some type of dream. Who could have imagined that you cannot meet your brother, you cannot visit your cousin? Who could have imagined the entire world comes to a standstill? And Allah Azza wa Jal showed us His power. And Allah showed us, هو على كل شيء قدير. And Allah showed us, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Allah showed us, despite our advancements, despite our knowledge, despite our technology, despite everything we have gained, we are nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in all of this was a lesson for our humility, our ubudiyya, the fact that Allah is the Rabb, Allah is the Khaliq, and we are the marbub, we are the makhluq. Throughout the crises, Muslims turned to Allah. We increased our humility. Now, as the crisis is coming to an end, and we see the light at the end of the tunnel, I see and I feel so many of us have forgotten the lessons of COVID, the lessons of those 2-3 years. Where is that humility? Where is that khushur? Where is that sense of we need Allah? And we didn't know one point in time how long it would last, who would die, what would happen. Do you not remember we all lived through it, just like yesterday? How can we forget? Allah says in the Quran, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Why didn't they make dua to us, humble themselves to us, but their hearts became hard? Allah says in the Quran, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُوا الْآيَاتِ. After you saw the miracles, your hearts became hard. Oh Muslims, don't be from those whose hearts became hard. Benefit from the lessons of COVID. For the rest of your lives, appreciate the blessings we took for granted. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah that He never shows us another plague, another calamity, the types of which we saw. Benefit from those lessons. Otherwise, perchance, we seek Allah's refuge. Something else might happen to bring us back to those lessons. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tadra fi hadha yawmi dhamman illa ghafarta. Wala hamman illa farajta. Wala daynan illa قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اهد ووفق ملك هذا البلد. اللهم وفق لما تحبه وترضى. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضاي.